Video: Joe Biden senior advisor Simone Sanders knocked to ground during rally scrum. By Kyle Olson on March 10, 2020. A clash between Joe Biden's supporters and Sunrise Movement agitators caused Biden senior advisor Simone Sanders to get knocked to the ground on Monday night. During a primary eve rally in Detroit, Biden was interrupted several times, first by anti-NAFTA protesters unhappy with Biden's support for the 1990s trade pact, and moments later, climate change hecklers who were demanding Biden do more of what they want. Video shows protesters holding Green New Deal Now and Jobs for All signs and wearing anti-capitalism t-shirts while chanting "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Joe Biden has got to go," which drew in Biden supporters. One could be seen grabbing a woman by the arm and attempting to drag her away from the group. Biden supporters sought to counteract the large throng of protesters with chants of "Let's go, Joe." The candidate struggled to regain the attention of the room. Another person repeatedly chanted "Stop the disrespect." But it wasn't clear to whom the refrain was directed. The two sides pressed closer and closer, with Biden supporters attempting to shield the climate protesters from news cameras with "Michigan for Biden" placards. As police entered the fray, Biden advisor Sanders was knocked to the ground during the commotion. Some tried to help her up, but she got up and attempted to engage the protesters. "Hey, hey, hey, hold on," she said as they largely ignored her. "Everybody just wait a second. We want to hear you." She shook her head in disgust as they apparently did not want to hear her. Police then led a number of the protesters out as the candidate sought to restore order to the room. It was the only time Biden was disrupted during the event. Anti-NAFTA protesters held large banners near the front of the stage which read "NAFTA kills jobs and Biden betrayed workers." Biden accused them of being with President Donald Trump and then referred to them as Bernie brothers before they were escorted out by police. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KyleOlson4.